Welcome to the 26th episode of Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes. I am your wonderful host tonight, Edinar, and I'm joined today by both my wonderful co-hosts, Dave and Coleman. Dave, how are you doing this week?
The nerves for the Super Bowl are starting to set in pretty hardcore, but otherwise, I am doing good. Just continuing my work on my wonderful Empire tunes, which Coleman will be happy about.
Yes. I think everyone's been farming troopers over the past month. I mean, unless you already had them before that, but everyone's like, they've come and seen the light and started farming them.
Yeah, I mean, my troopers have been done. I finally finished Stark. He's 7 now. I'm just holding on gear because I have like all the gear to take Stark and then Vader and Palp to gear 12, but I'm just patiently waiting to see if we get news at some point soon about this potential kind of rumor around Palp before I jump in and take anyone additional to gear 12. I'm just kind of hoarding gear right now, but it's all going into Empire. Kind of waiting on that Palp Zeta because I feel like it'll be good and I'll want my Empire tunes to be top notch, so that's where my resources are going.
Yeah. All right. Now, important question. Did you take off Monday?
I did. Monday is off, regardless.
Like, yes. Is the city kind of shutting down? I mean, Philadelphia is kind of like a mess city anyway, so I mean.
Well, I guess, yeah. I took off, for sure. I told my boss I'm not coming in, regardless of the result on Sunday, because I'm either going to be in mourning or pure euphoria. So the city will burn down on Sunday night into Monday for sure if they win. If they lose, it might anyway. But which weird is when Philadelphia teams lose, typically the city ends up being fine. I think everybody just like drowns their sorrows in liquor at a bar and then punches a window and then goes home. So I guess the city should be in okay shape if they lose. But if they do win, this will be like nothing else that the city has ever seen, and this city identifies so much with the Eagles, and even though they won, the Phillies won it, you know, like a decade ago, that pales into comparison to what people will feel if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. So it's like that's never happened. So it's literally something that the city cannot even try to, they can prepare for it, but I don't think they have any idea what people will do or how crazy people will get. So, I took off because while I'm totally prepared for Tom Brady to rip my heart out yet again, he's done it before.
I mean, he is the greatest of all time.
I'm sure. I don't doubt that. I respect Tom Brady 100%. This will not be they're underdogs for a reason. I mean, they're underdogs because of Brady, right? So it's because all things considered, the rosters are very similar outside of quarterback and we'll see. We'll see what happens. Crazier things have certainly happened, but it's better to be there than not be there. So we'll see what I'll take my chances. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Coleman, how you doing over there, Coleman?
Aloha.
How's your pineapple?
Good. It's good.
I've actually been in a heated debate these past few days over pineapple.
Pineapple on pizza is the greatest thing in the world, man.
Heathen. You're a goddamn heathen. Pineapple should never be allowed on pizza. Anyone who puts pineapple on pizza is letting the terrorists win.
Yes, I'm letting them win.
Like, it's unnatural. Fruit on pizza should not be allowed.
It's too good, though.
No. Just no.
Way too good.
I hate you with all my heart right now.
I might go make me a slice right now.
Next thing you know, you're gonna put pineapple in like fresh tuna. Yeah, freaking weird Hawaiians and spam. Yeah, I went there. So anyway, how's your in-game life going, Coleman? You there? Silence.
Oh, I'm back. Okay. Got my slice.
Okay, I was I'm like,
he went to get pizza just to piss you off.
Oh, dick. All right, well then answer the question. How's your in-game life going?
My in-game life, you know, it's horrific.
Horrific?
Horde-rific.
Horde-rific. Why is it horde-rific?
Because I'm hoarding gear, waiting for whatever comes out with this. Some might consider some abilities to be a natural thing.
I mean, okay. We're going to talk about this later. There's so many rumors around. But, it's hard not to just be like, okay, Palpatine said it. Or, sorry, Supreme Chancellor said it. Palpatine rework. Like, all signs. Sometimes the most obvious thing is the actual right answer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the case with this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. People are reading into it. I mean, you know, it's not like we have assumptions that Revan's coming to the game. Oh, wait.
Wait, Revan? Revan?
Wait, Revan? Oh, wait. All those reliable sources that you see every three weeks.
You mean the fake news that everyone's creating. Yes. Got it.
Reliable source is the new fake news.
There appear to be so many reliable sources.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all those reliable... From a reliable source, I heard that such and such characters coming to the game next week. Yeah. That's basically all I've been hearing about. I'll take all that with a grain of salt. I've been burned too many times. Cough, cough, Hondo. Yeah.
Cough, cough, Revan.
I never believed the Revan thing because there was no panic farm involved with the Revan thing. For those of you who don't know, people assumed Revan was coming at the end of January and he never came, and CG flat out said, we have no plans for him right now. And it was obvious because there was no panic farm involved. There was only like 5 characters that made sense to get Revan, and none of them were panic farms. So, I'm like, I just don't see it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, plus, I mean, them coming out and saying that it's don't listen to that stuff, and then turning around and having him be put in the game would like set people off to an all-time high.
Oh, dude, that'd be the greatest thing ever.
It would be hilarious if they did that. Like, it would be such a like amazing troll job by CG to like tell everybody not to worry, and then like a few weeks later, like after people stop farming troopers or whatever, and just start farming like Kylo or whomever, going back to the, you know, the old timey scoundrels, and then just like. To doing a complete 180 and saying, haha, never mind, it would be hilarious, but it would really piss people off, so I don't think that they'll do that.
Well, I mean, all right, so I guess we'll get into it. It's a very light news week. So we're going to go over, they released the event calendar, and when I first saw it, I'm like, man, CG's troll game is on point. So the login character for February is Sith Assassin, which everyone was saying... You need the Sith Assassin, Sith Trooper for Revan. And I'm just saw that and I'm gonna be like, man, CG, your troll game on point. I applaud you for this. I mean, yes, it could lead to something else, like a Sith rework, which I would love. But I'm like, right now I don't want to believe it's anything except CG trolling us. That's me personally. I mean, Coleman, what do you think? What do you think Sith Assassin points towards? Is it Revan?
I think it's Darkseid Anakin.
Oh, yeah. See, that's another thing. Like, there's been rumors abound, but, like, from people reading but into that, thing.
I think the Darkseid Anakin actually has a lot more backing than anything else.
Well, yeah, because it was hinted at in an actual EA post. So if you haven't seen the post, it's a picture of Anakin and Vader, and I can't even remember what it said.
I'm in the middle of a battle. Oh, crap. said, like, decide your fate or whatever, I think.
Oh, okay, hold on. I just saw it. Oh. That's Cub fan Han, like, did a video on it. Oh, basically, I can't find it right now, but basically it was hinted at an image that CG sent out that Darkseid Anakin's coming to the game. Like, and it was a picture of Anakin, not the one in the game. At least it didn't look like him. Well, either that or I'm losing my mind. And I haven't seen the prequels in that long. I mean, Dave, did you see that picture?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I saw it.
Sponsored. How will fate transform you?
That's it. So, how will fate transform you? And that's a picture of Anakin and a picture of Vader. That actually kind of screams Darkseid Heroes Journey.
Yeah.
Which...
That's what I thought. I was like, oh! I saw it on Facebook. I was like, oh, God, I've never seen this.
I mean,
it
would make sense.
Yeah.
We have two light side hero journeys. We need a dark side one. And the one that makes the most sense is Vader. Or Anakin. Now, with that said, and this is pure speculation, like, We're going out there this week. Who would you think would be required if they did a Darkseid Anakin Hero's Journey? Who would be required? Obviously,
well,
Anakin.
What if they did it? What if they did it kind of interesting and did that you needed like 10 characters? And it was the beginning of the journey was when he was still light, so you needed light characters that made sense, and then the back half was dark, and then you needed dark characters that would make sense.
Oh, 10 characters is a bit much of a farm.
Well, yeah, but what if they did it in a way where, like, most of those characters are characters people probably have, and it's just a hand, like, maybe one or two that become the tough farms? Because that's always been the case, right? I mean, you could have opened up the Luke's thing to, like, Biggs and Wedge, too. It wouldn't have mattered or made it any harder for anybody, right? Because they would have been, like, people would have had them if you say you needed all those characters. So, like this is just hypothetical, but hear me out. So, say you did, like, light side. And you needed to have, like, Kenobi and,
Ahsoka,
who else could, maybe, like, I guess because in the game, the clone troopers are light side, so maybe, like, Cody, because he interacts with Cody a lot, right, in that show.
Yeah, I think he interacts with Rex more.
Rex or Cody, whoever he interacts with more. I guess Cody's in the movies. Rex
Cody's
really...
with General Kenobi, I think.
Yeah.
With, Anakin.
But he interacts a lot in the show with, like, he has a couple episodes with Plo Koon.
Yeah, it's just, I mean...
Like, right. I guess, but I'm saying you could do it, because here's the thing, what I don't really want, what they haven't really done is mixed dark and light in these things, right? So, like, you could do that, but I really don't think they'd ever have, like, you need these two light side characters and you need these three dark side, right? Because you're probably going to want to have, like, Sid needed, yeah. Right?
There would need to be one, like, all right, so if you were to do the light side, dark side, you are missing one ridiculously key character. Padme.
No, she would just be light side.
Well, yeah, but she's not in the game.
Yeah, they would add her and she would be one of the
She would have to
farms.
Be added to the game.
Yeah, she would be one of the panic farms, for sure, I think. So it's like Padme, one or two of the clones, General Kenobi, Ahsoka, you know, maybe another one or two of the Jedis in there. You could throw in Grandmaster Yoda. Why not, right? He interacts with them.
Yeah.
And then, or even, like, Mace. I mean, Mace plays a key part in what and why he turns, right? Because Mace is the one that tells him no. Go do this. Don't know. This isn't. You're not ready for this thing. Like, you know, if anything, it's all the other Jedis that piss him off. It's not really Palp turns him on Kenobi, but it's not really Kenobi that doesn't believe in him. So yeah. It's one of those things where I think any of those could work. And then the dark side, you could do, I don't really know though, because it's really just like Sid.
Yeah, you just have Sid. Oh, God, who else would you have?
Like, yeah, I don't know. That's a good, like, none of the other
Grievous?
Separatists really make sense. He isn't really. He fights Grievous in, I guess, on the after Dooku dies, right?
Yeah, he kills Grievous. Dooku. Doesn't he kill Dooku?
Yeah, so Dooku.
He does. And you could have that as part of the journey, but you wouldn't really necessarily need Dooku for that.
But then you could have you could have stunt things like B2. I mean, I'm just thinking of like characters we have in game from that era.
Yeah, it could also just be all the light side ones, and then it's just and not worry so much about the one dark side, or maybe you only need to just have Sid, and then you just use Sid at some point. Maybe that's it, since there really aren't other dark side characters that make sense that turn him.
Yeah.
It would be cool though. It would be cool to add like a dark side Anakin.
Yeah.
But what faction would he be? Sith? Is he really officially Sith yet at that point?
I mean, he'd have to be, well, obviously Empire.
But the Empire doesn't exist yet.
Yeah. He wouldn't be Separatist. Would he?
Like, he hasn't really, I mean, when he's turned, he's initially turned, he's not Sith yet.
No, he's not. I mean, I think so, like, I think they'd throw the Empire tag on him.
But he's not Empire.
I think for lack, it's the closest thing outside of Sith. If it's not Sith, it's Empire.
I mean, because I think that this is one of the things that the movie probably always did wrong, is how quickly the revolt happens. Like, Order 66 is taken out in a matter of moments. All of those Jedi are killed. They hunt additional ones down over time, and we saw that later in canon. But, like, all of that happens in the movie so fast. He goes right to this is all within hours of that. So, like, he hasn't undergone any formal training outside of pledging himself to Sid after he stops Mace from killing him.
Yeah.
So it's like, it would be really interesting to see canon wise what you would do from a faction standpoint. I don't know. But it's cool. It's cool. It's cool to like think about this type of stuff.
Yeah, I was. It's funny. I was actually talking with some people today about the prequels in regards to this, and like how quickly Anakin went from I'm torn between the light side and the dark side to I'm gonna murder a bunch of children. it's like a petty theft an hour later turning into Charles Manson.
Yeah.
Like
something
escalated rather quickly here.
It turns real fast.
Yeah. So Coleman, what do you think? What do you think would be, if we did get a dark side Anakin hero's journey, what do you think would be required?
I think probably the people most involved inside of Anakin, that's all. Just R2, General Kenobi, the release of Padme, who else? Qui-Gon Jinn.
Ahsoka, I'd say, over Qui-Gon.
And Ahsoka. I don't know, man, because Qui-Gon initially finds him.
Yeah, he initially finds him, then he's dead.
Yeah.
So he's dead when he's, like, 8 years old.
Yeah. So Ahsoka, so that's 4, then. And, Jedi Anakin.
Yeah. So there you go. I think if you ever see Padme released in the game, just immediately farm because you know dark side Anakin's on the way. Yeah. I think that's the moral of the story here.
Something involving Anakin's on the way.
Yeah. So that's
where you can introduce Padme without Anakin.
Yeah, so that's one of the many, many rumors that have been started this week.
I feel like that's the strongest one, but...
That is the one that's most likely to be accurate. A couple of the other ones going around, I mean, I've seen everything from a complete Sith rework, which is possible.
I mean, look at our login character.
Yeah, Sith Assassin. I mean, and that's led to, because it is a quote from Chancellor Palpatine. Chancellor, yeah. So yeah, it could be a Palpatine rework, which we all think it is going to be. Could be a Sidious rework. Or change if we all need. And if you watch, like, the clip from the movie, it does mention, you know, it's a reference to Dark Plagueis. So it could be something like that, or it could be... I mean, it could be a million different things. This does not point to any specific.
I think the Palpatine reworks really high possibility.
Yeah, I think it is,
I mean, I think that almost feels like it's definite without them having confirmed it, that we're going to get the Palp Zeta finally.
I mean...
Or Zetas, finally.
We're about to go over the calendar, but the Emperor's Demise is just, like, a week away.
Yeah. Yeah, so Emperor's Demise comes out February 8th. It's too good of timing for it not to be a Palpatine rework.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense for them to finally do that, especially after that hint of like what happened last February. I think that was Kazi Spoon that said that.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. So, it just feels like that's definite, but I feel like to your point, to both your points, like there's something else, but we just like, it could be anything.
Yeah. Like they've hinted at big things coming. They've hinted at, I think they hinted at quality of life changes coming. So, like, there's so many things that could be coming.
Yeah, the one thing we know is this game certainly doesn't like to throw just a little bit at you. when they're gonna dump stuff on you, they dump a bunch of stuff on you so that everyone goes crazy and feels like they have to spend. It's like brilliant. They're so good at that with this game. So
yeah, and the thing too is that it's been pretty quiet the past couple of weeks.
It really has, except for Rose and Haldo.
That's been the big news over the past 3 weeks now, I think.
Yeah, and both of those characters have been Like, we were pretty high on Haldo last week, and her kit screams, "I'm a counter to Night Sister," and it's just not the case.
She is not a counter to Night Sisters. She is better than people give her credit for. I beat a Night Sisters team with her, and she was, I thought, just as good as some of the other pieces that people were throwing in. Like, I was still winning every time. It just, you know, she just, it didn't really make a noticeable difference. Which
yeah,
I guess.
You have to throw a short
which is what people were, like, expecting was, like, a noticeable difference, and I didn't see that.
Yeah, Coleman just mentioned something. I saw this video, it was posted, and you actually know the person, Coleman, who posted the video.
Yeah, he's my ex-guild leader.
Now, what was the officer, team again?
Jedi Training Ray, R2, BB-8, Shore Trooper, and Holdo.
Yeah, and Shore Trooper really was the odd one there. But it makes sense.
Healing.
Yeah, the healing and the crit immunity.
Healing, crit immunity, and taunt, which you throw if you can get foresight on him.
Mm-hmm. So it basically...
So that was a team to, like, wipe Night Sisters? Is that
because
it
added that extra healing that Haldo... Yeah. Like, Haldo heals, but she wasn't healing quite enough. With Shore Trooper, he adds that little extra healing. And it basically negates Plague. At least that's what I saw from it. So.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I haven't seen any out there, but I saw that video and I'm like, I really hope this doesn't catch on.
Thanks, Mythics.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I mean, we kind of already knew that worked, though, right? Because it worked well with troopers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, like, I mean, how many people, when they saw a Jedi Ray team, is like, you know, who fits good in this? Shore Trooper.
No, but I mean, like, I think that's the thing. Like, people forget that Sword Troopers, like, might be the best healer in the game, and nobody realizes it. Like, yeah, outside of, like, Saint Barriss. Like, he's legit really great healer.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, the reason why so many Empire and, like, Empire Trooper teams can still hang in Arena. It's mostly because of him. He's so, because he is so, so good in those teams. So, it does make sense. It does make sense.
Yeah. So like Coleman said, we do have the Emperor's Demise coming on the 8th. I'm assuming we'll have a Mythic event with that.
I think Capgas already confirmed that on Reddit.
They did. It's just, I mean, I hadn't seen that. It just seems kind of obvious and easy one to implement because it's, you know, Rebels. All you need is Rebels to complete the Mythic event.
Well, now, the interesting part is going to be the last one where you swap sides. And you have to use, what, Empire or Sith?
God, it's been so long since I competed, I don't even know who you go up against.
You go up against Palpatine and a bunch of Empire, but it's like,
who knows?
Sith too.
What did you need for Palp? You needed Rebels, right?
Yeah, but like Rebels. For the Mythic, for the highest tier, you kind of swap it over, so you're fighting as Palpatine.
Empire.
Was it Empire?
You sure.
Yeah, it was Empire. He didn't fight with other Sith. I mean, he technically in his life he only really fought with.
He fights with Darth Vader in the final round.
Yeah, so it's just gonna be you're gonna use. I bet it would be Empire, not Sith. Bet it would be Empire, but maybe They might let you use Sith, but it would be more canonically correct for the where the fight's taking place in the timeline for it to be like to use like your other. Empire tunes with him, but
so that's coming the 8th to the 14th. That as of right now, and this will probably change because it always does, is the only legendary event scheduled this month. So you got that. I mean, there's probably going to be another legendary event because it always seems to be two legendaries a month and one's not listed every time the calendar first comes out.
Are there any gaps in the schedule?
Let's see here.
I think that's a big question that we're always looking for.
There's a gap from the 11th to the 17th.
There's some. Uh-oh.
Right.
Nope. Sorry. No. Nope. February 8th to the 14th. Is the Emperor's Demise. So 14th to the 17th. So 3 days. That's not big enough.
It's still big enough to have someone go on, though.
It is, but everything else is within a day of each other.
So everything's subject to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could throw like a new marquee event there, too, maybe.
Oh, between...
That's been there.
There is a territory battle the 12th to the 18th.
So, yeah, but they have marquees on during that stuff.
Yeah. There is only two territory battles this month.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit.
Because it seems like last month they've thrown three marquees at us.
Yeah, I mean, there still has to be more First Order tunes coming, right? That I would imagine, marquee.
I think there has to. All right, so I'm a little baffled by something. So every month before January, when we get a login character, it leads to something. It's a hint towards something. January led toward nothing.
Here's Finn and Poe.
Like, it literally, you're like, hey, thanks for the characters. This does literally nothing for me. So I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, it has to be something. Otherwise, it will be the first login character we've had in, what, a year? Where it has not led to something.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense for them to drop, like, drop a new character, do, like, a Snoke legendary, and then here's also Palp's rework. Oh, and by the way, here's a new Sith. Like, just do that in, like, the span of 4 weeks.
Yeah, see, I'm really hoping for a Snoke legendary event and not Hux. And
why particularly that way though? Just
because
so that you can get
I made a small bet with someone in our Discord.
Okay.
And I said we will never have Porg emojis until Hux is released.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's go with Snoke over Hux, so then we don't have Porg emojis.
Yeah.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Coleman, we need to get... We don't have Porg emojis in our Discord yet. We gotta get those, don't we?
Yeah, I'll work on it.
No. We're only getting them if we get Hux.
We're two-thirds of the podcast, so if we want them, that overrules
that
you.
That weighs you. It doesn't matter.
This is a democracy.
No, it's not.
Lightning Pony, I hope you're listening to this.
Oh, MLP.
I know who made the bet with him.
Yes, we made the
this
bet.
This is shout out to Lightning Pony. This is for you.
All right, so I'm kind of a dick to her. And I do message her daily asking where Hux is.
I heard.
It's mean, but it makes me laugh. So I'm okay with it.
Oh, Porg memes would make everybody else laugh at your expense. I think we need Porg memes. Yes. And Porg emojis. We have plenty of Porg memes. We need Porg emojis.
Yeah. No. Porg memes and any Jay Cutler references. That will get a good laugh.
Jay Cutler references. That's funny. They're going to die, though. Tannehill will be back.
Hey, the Dolphins have Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari and then the little Cutlets.
I know, but Tannehill's coming back. And he's got an attractive wife, too.
Oh, yeah. He's done good for himself.
Yeah.
So back on the Swick topic. So we have two territory battles this month. After the one we're in right now, we have the Dark Side starting the 12th. And then the light side again on the 26th, which bleeds into March. And then we only have four territory wars, which actually seems fewer than what we should. If that makes sense.
Wait, what's going on?
We only have four territory wars.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, isn't that what it always is every month?
Is it? It just seems like it's more because they go back to back.
Yeah, it's two back-to-back every time.
Yeah. So, I guess, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to territory wars. I'm the guy who sets my defense.
Right.
All right. Don't get me wrong. I like territory wars. But I have my main account, who's over 2 million galactic power. But I'm a glutton for punishment, and I have an alt account. And that's at, like, 1.5 million. So my alt account is whored out. Like, I've been in... So there's, what, 12 planets in Rebel Force right now? My alt has been in a different planet every week for the past, like, 2 months.
Why? Do you just get booted?
No. Like, I fill in for people who are down someone or someone's on vacation. Like,
oh,
I go in and
within Rebel Force?
Yeah, within Rebel Force. So, like, if somebody's on vacation, they ask me, hey, can we use your alt for a week? I'll go over there. So on and so forth, back and forth. Doing territory wars on two accounts, it's just something I will not do. Plain and simple. So both accounts, I just set my defenses. And then collect my rewards. So. Yay!
Look at you.
I know, right? Fun time, but I'm a glutton for punishment, so I run two accounts. I wish I could combine them. That would be amazing. I could get into Dark Lords.
Maybe. if I let you.
Yeah, I don't think you guys would let
me. Yeah, don't worry, Coleman will put in a good word for you.
Hey, I'll just be like, I'll just mention something. Oh, by the way, I have to correct something from last week. Thanks to Grande. I was wrong last week. Yes, I'm admitting I was wrong about the Special Forces pilot and the Special Forces plane, TIE pilot. They are not sharing a node in guild shipments. They are their own node. so they won't share with Stark. So, yay. I was wrong. You were right.
That they don't share with Stark?
Yes.
They share with each other, though.
They share with each other. They don't share. I don't think they share with anyone else.
Nope, no, it's either the ship or him. It seems to be every time. Mostly the ship, though, from what I've seen.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys notice today? Was anyone doubting that Rose and Haldo was going to be in platoons?
No.
I just log in. I'm like, yep, of course. They're in platoon.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's just what they've done. So, I mean, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop anytime soon. People just need to get over it.
So, let's see here. What are some of the other rumors? Coleman, have you heard any other ones around?
I think I heard one a day, actually.
All right, what was that?
Hang on, I'm pulling it up now.
Okay.
Is
it Revan?
Okay. So I heard from a very reliable source.
Fake news.
that just sends it off right there. He was right about Thrawn's kit and the Luke event. Oh my god, this guy has to be a genius.
Obviously.
We have a bunch of new Sith coming this month to mirror last year's February. No way.
A bunch of new Sith.
What was last year's February? Was it Nihilus and
Nihilus.
Trooper and Assassin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the Sith reworks, right?
Sith Assassin being the monthly login is a big hint of her being needed. You're going to want her finished and geared. Palpatine and Vader getting reworks with Zetas for the former. What?
Like, this is the most generic rumor I've ever heard.
Oh.
Like... The Sith, the monthly logging character is going to be needed and geared. No shit, Sherlock.
Okay. Here's one of the best parts. All their denial about, wait for it. What's his name?
Revan?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Revan coming was a ploy. We're getting a lot of different Sith, first Sion, Treya, and Malak. To provide all the KOTOR main Sith, excluding the big one. The big one coming.
Okay. Oh, see, that's an interesting one. I mean, yeah, I don't believe it. But it comes from a reliable source that got two things right this year.
He's coming, not just yet. They're going to be huge. All have leader abilities, and all make massive change to how viable the Sith are right now. No,
the all have leader abilities thing is like immediately puts up a red flag as if the rest of it wasn't a big red flag to begin with.
Yeah,
they just don't do that with characters. They don't do that anymore. They don't. They're very specific with who they give leadership abilities to now.
Yeah.
Because I think part of it's because they gave so many before, like, that there's so many unused leaders. I think they recognize they don't want it to be that way. So, like, they're much more specific and smart about who they give leaderships to. They wouldn't just drop, like, four new Sith leaders into the game. That would never happen.
No.
Sith aren't the only ones. New generic Empire units to help out with dark side territory battles. Lots of new Imperial troopers. Some will be Marquis. Some go straight to shipments, collect war arena, cantina, etc. No big names here as of yet.
No.
Let's see. Ooh, I also heard that we're going to get Jango this month. Heard that one, too.
I did hear the Jango, that they were going to drop new, like, a new bounty hunter or two leading up to Jango.
Yep. And, the Emperor's Demise is actually starting tomorrow. Not the 8th.
And... Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, we don't even see it yet, and we just get popped.
Yeah. And then you're gonna, and oh, you're gonna need Galactic Republic, so basically every light side character, to unlock Geonosis Padme. That's the other rumor that I saw. Like, this is getting kind of out of hand with these rumors.
It's fun.
It's fun to speculate. It's just like...
Yeah, it's cool to think about new characters that, like... I mean, the only problem is, with any new character now, you're not going to get it unless you spend a ton of money, unless it's legendary and you've got the necessary farms.
Exactly.
Like, which is why I'm much more excited about the prospects of a Palp rework, because my Sith are in decent shape, my Empire is in great shape, and if I get a good Palp rework, I can totally change my arena team to something fun.
Yes. As long as his Zeta is a counter to Rey. Like, right. It has to be a counter to Rey, otherwise it won't work.
Yes, it does.
But yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I mean, I have no problem with the model they're going with now, as long as they stick with the cadence that they have been, like with Unmasked Kylo. Releasing a character, if you want it right away, you have to pay for it. 2 months later, they become free to play. That is, I think, the model they need to stick to for them to be successful in the long run. And then stick to it. Don't try and reinvent the wheel if it's not broken.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I really like it. I think there's going to be a lot of changes. And I think some of these rumors are true, but I think it's a mixed match of all the rumors. Like, people get told something. Because, like, obviously, these are not, like... A lot of these rumors are not, like, people making them up out of thin air. They're told these things, and then they kind of report on it. So I think it's going to be a mixed match. I think Palpatine rework's coming. I think something with the Sith. You know, all this stuff about bounty hunters. I can definitely see that, because, well, bounty hunters suck.
They do.
Like,
and it would make sense for them to, like, make bounty hunters just good enough once, like, people stop really caring about dark side territory battles.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you can't complete the dark side territory battle special mission unless you have, like, a gear 12 bounty hunter. And if you do that, you're losing at the game.
Well, you're definitely hindering yourself in other areas that are much more of value, yeah.
Your Gear 12 Bounty Hunter team cannot crack the top 200.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, that I can see, but I think it's going to be a mix-mash of all of it. Ending with Hondo.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? If you're nothing but resilient, so I'll give you that.
Hey. I'm just waiting for the day we can get a dev on and for me to just start the episode with, where's Hondo?
I think we should get a dev on when Hondo's put into the game.
Oh, and like, if that doesn't happen, all hell will be
Because, literally, there's no better podcast to launch that kit with than ours, because of how happy you'd be. Like, first off, Coleman and I wouldn't even get a word in.
No, you guys, I wouldn't even invite you on the show.
Yeah, like, it would just be Coleman and I, like, on mute while you, like, swoon over this, you know, whatever his kit's gonna be.
I'd be like, so, did you get the voice actor to do it? What does he look like?
He's a very famous voice actor. I don't know if you know this. He's very famous.
Yes, he is very famous.
Did lots of things.
Love it. So, I mean, Coleman, anything else you want to say about this week?
No, not really.
I mean, like we said, it's a slow news week, but we expect next week to be a big news week.
Yeah. We're doing some questions, right? We're going to do some questions?
We do have some questions, some listener questions from our Discord channel. All right. Coleman, you said you were going to answer this one, so I'm going to hold you to it. Grande. What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
All right, yeah, you're done. All right, next. All right, so the first real question, and Dave, we're going to start with you on this one, and this one's from Grande as well. What weird character combinations do you like?
Like a full team that I would...
I don't know about full team, but like two characters that work well together that really shouldn't.
I don't know. I've run synergy teams for so long. Who did I used to run that was like, you know, so, I don't know if this is weird as much as it was like me trying to be smart, but, back when, Rex was dominant in Arena and I had him and people didn't, right? Cause he was the character, he was like the first character that I bought. And it was like, you know, helped me stay top five in Arena, you know, all the time. The problem we all know with Rex is that he doesn't pop tenacity unless someone has a debuff. And he'll use his second special first, which negates him slightly on offense, or at least did on defense, or at least did at that point. Like, with how pervasive debuffs are, it's kind of gotten rid of that. But at the time, Arena wasn't super debuff heavy, and you know, you wanted him to pop tenacity more just so that your team went first than anything else, but also because tenacity up is super overpowered and awesome. So to make that happen, I would make him one speed slower than Anakin. And what Anakin does is would expose himself sometimes when he would use his move first, and then it would cause Rex to pop tenacity. So I tried to force my Rex to pop tenacity by making Anakin go first to give himself a debuff, because at the time he was the only character who self debuffed, if that makes sense. So that was like a weird synergy that I used back then.
Okay.
Yeah. It's weird, but it worked. It worked really well. I don't know. But this is so long ago, it's weird to even talk about it. This is like, I don't even know how long ago this is. Probably, it's got to be 2016, right? When did the game come out? 15? So yeah, yeah. It was like summertime of 2016 when I used that team. But that was probably the weirdest combo of like two characters that really don't synergize together, like they at least aren't meant to, but that it was a weird way of putting them together, it trying to get an optimal result. And it did actually work. So I don't know if that's exactly what he meant, but that's my best answer.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
Coleman, how about you?
I can't really think of any, because I think the weirdest team I ran was like Tarkin, Nihilus, Emperor Palpatine, Shore Trooper, and Stormtrooper.
Okay.
That's not really that weird.
Yeah, that's not that weird. I actually had an idea for the longest time that is just god awful, but I want to see how they interact together, and it's a mix-mash of shit. Like, it's just a mix-mash of just horrible. So, it's you'd have Short Trooper, Ventress, B2, Dooku, Kenobi. So, alright, so here's my premise on this. I would use Shore Trooper as like the heal and crit immunity.
Who's the lead?
That's a thing I don't really even know. I don't think there is a good lead for this. Dooku would probably be the best, because his is all allies. The rest are specific. So I think
yeah, Ventress... unless you just want to make Ventress like faster, then she can just make herself in.
Well, her unique, and this kind of revolves around Ventress and her unique. So her unique has plus 15 speed for each enemy with no buffs. So that's why I have the B2 and I have Ventress on there to dispel. Give her more speed. But then it's also a semi-counter team as well. So that's why I have Dooku in there along with Ventress. And then I have the heal and crit immunity from Shore Trooper. And then the Mass Cleanse and Retribution from Kenobi. Like I said, I've never tried it out. I never will try it out. But I'm just like, I was thinking one day of just really weird, stupid, silly teams. And this is the team I came up with. It's, I like, you get doing the, like, that won't work. I know it won't work.
Well, I have another weird team I used once in something, if you want to do one more answer.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
So, back when the tank wasn't quite as trivial, not that it was, I mean, a trivial in the sense that you could beat it, but, like, that you didn't do, you know, a single team didn't do 30 million damage. Against the, in phase 3, I would use, Dathcha and Jawa with like TIE fighter pilot, and then I forget who the other two were, and I would just restart like crazy until the Jawa's called TIE fighter pilot more often than not, and that team could do like 800k if you got enough crits from TIE fighter pilot. It was crazy because he would assist every time a Jawa would go. So sometimes I would use, if I didn't do the Kenobi cheese team in phase 1, I would throw a scavenger in there too. So you'd have three Jawas. And then I really can't remember who I would do as a fifth. But with TIE fighter pilot, he would go obviously and throw debuffs on everybody, giving him the increased damage. And then, if you had his crit chance up enough and you got him to assist on most of the Jawa calls, which didn't happen all the time, but if you got good RNG, the highest that damage I ever did was like 890k with that team. And it was like a total, and you didn't need really gear levels on the Jawas at all. So it was like one of those things where as long as you had TIE fighter pilot geared, you could do like an easy 800k. And you could do it as the second team if you ran like, I think there's some people who ran like Nihilus teams and stuff to do a bunch of damage too. Or you could even throw Nihilus in that team as a fifth and he would add like an additional couple hundred K damage. It was an interesting team. Kind of weird just to throw TIE fighter pilot in with a bunch of Jawas, but with the Jawa bonus for the HAT, it ended up working out really, really well if they called TIE fighter pilot.
Okay. What's the weirdest team you remember running, Coleman?
Well, I've listed.
You did. Okay. So you didn't have any other weird teams?
Not that I can remember. For a while, I ran the Krennic lead.
That's not that weird.
No. And that was, like, Krennic, Troopers, and I think Tarkin.
I've always wanted to...
It was a good team.
Yeah. I've always wanted to run, like, a super annoying team. Like, one that might not be that great, but it's just people avoid it because it's ridiculously annoying. So, like, a counter team. I thought Gar Saxon was going to be it.
Yeah.
Like, the Empire allies gain 50% counter chance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Commander Luke's counter chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and definitely
like,
not.
And, like, if Dooku only had a... had an Empire tag, it could work.
No. Yeah. Although, you know, who knows? Maybe Gar Saxon's lead will become good when Palp gets Undispellable Shock.
Let's hope.
Yeah, that would be good.
Because so, then you wouldn't... you definitely would want to avoid him countering, because that would mean undispellable shock.
Yeah.
Unless you're at 100, unless you bring the character back to 100% health, and he constantly reduces health at the end of his turn, similar to Plague.
All right. So the next question. What is your favorite ice cream flavors?
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Easy. Hands down, done.
Dave?
My favorite ice cream flavor is, I guess, like, traditional flavor, because all I really have for ice cream are, like, those mixed ones that you, like, a blizzard.
Oh, okay.
But, like, if I go to get ice cream, I go to, like, Dairy Queen, and I get, like, a blizzard.
Oh.
I normally get, like, vanilla ice cream with, like, Oreo cookies and stuff in it. It's so good. I guess if I just, like, a standard flavor, though, it's probably chocolate or coffee. Probably chocolate. But I really like coffee, too. It's a close 1-2 battle between the two of those.
Okay. Mine's strawberry.
Okay. Coleman, we have one directly at you.
I know.
Directly
at you. How is First Order / Wampa Team working out?
It's actually pretty fun. Just watching Wampa assist every second.
Is Wampa really that good?
Dude. He's amazing. Like, if you're not farming Wampa, you're an idiot.
I guess I'm still farming gear.
Why?
I'm farming Wampa. I have him unlocked. I just had to gear him.
Like, I don't have him unlocked. I think I have, like, I think 75 shards right now.
Yeah.
That Vader Wampa team clears the whole raid, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's another thing we didn't bring up. Coleman, you wanted to mention something. What was that team called?
The Wampander or something like that? Sir Georges is the first person to actually fully clear the hat raid without retreating.
And what was the team?
I think it was Vader lead, Wampa, CLS, BB-8, and Braum.
Okay. Man, BB-8. That guy's like the king of raids.
Yeah, well, Illuminated Destiny. Oh, with Vader's Culling Blade. Whew! Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That will do some damage. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's the first real team to be able to solo the entire raid with one team.
Yeah. Can I interrupt
for
1 second?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, can you go ahead and look at our general chat?
Yeah, give me a sec. Hey, our Discord?
Yeah. He did something that he knows I don't like.
This is why I've been quiet. It's kind of quiet this whole time.
Ah, there it is!
Do you want to say what it is? This is radio.
it is a Porg sticker.
It's a Porg reaction. I'm gonna make a lot more.
If you are on a Discord server
and have any reactions you want me to put up, just send them to me.
I have one request. Can we get a Hondo one? I feel that's needed at least.
Then just sure. Make a Hondo one.
Well, no, you have to. There's certain ways to do it. I'm accidentally banned you. I'm sorry.
Oh, you banned me? Thanks.
Banned him.
Jackass.
Oh man, what other questions do we have? Is that it? I thought there was one. Wasn't there one about troopers?
Yes, there was.
Oh yeah.
Let me get to it. It was wondering how you prioritize the Imperial troopers Omegas. I'm working on Veer's Death Trooper, Shore Trooper, Snow, and Stark. Like, how to prioritize the farming. So, which to Omega, first, second, third, etc. So, basically, who's the most important down to the least important?
The Trooper, definitely Veer's leader. Then, Death Trooper basic.
Yeah.
And, probably go ahead and just go all out on Snow Trooper after that. The either Snow Trooper or get that second, get that special ability on Death Trooper Zeta for the cooldown.
Yeah, this is definitely not a question for me to answer.
No, I think that's the right. I think that's a pretty good order. Because yeah, you definitely need Fears as leader, and you need the daze. The daze is super important.
Yeah. Double tap.
And then you definitely, yeah. The double tap. I'm wondering though, do you want to do after Veer's leader and the double tap? Is it Snowtrooper's overwhelming assault next, right? Because that's the one that without that Omega, the Omega there reduces the cooldown of it.
Yes, do that one.
Maybe that one next.
That one's very important.
I would say that probably makes the most sense. Because you really want that, you want to be able just to kind of like use that on repeat. He becomes significantly better with that Omega. You can probably wait on the cooldown increase for Death Trooper. Yeah. Because they kind of melt through people even without that. Like the Death Trooper's grenade's probably more important, like less important when you're fighting like a Night Sister team. Although it's certainly great to get at because you don't even need to worry about as much to kill Acolyte because Snowtrooper does that.
Right.
But yeah. Troopers are the best. They're just literally the most fun I've had with any faction in this game. They're so much fun. Their synergy is just so good. Like the rework that they got really was just so well done. And how well they work together. That I really kinda hope that helps Zeta, whatever it is, works really well with Empire and like you can use pieces of the troopers still on that team.
Yeah.
Mainly because I have them all at year 12 now, so I kind of just want to use them.
As long as Veers is on the team, it still works pretty well.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Because it doesn't require lead to be lead. So, you know, I would love it if you could do like something like a, you know, still have like Veers and Death Trooper and Snow Trooper on the team with like Palp and something. So,
yeah.
I just wish
troopers were like troopers are crazy fun. I just wish they were more viable in arena.
They are viable in arena.
They suck against Gray. And
yeah.
Rays everywhere.
Yeah, but that's true. But I mean, they wipe the floor with Night Sister teams, which people have put in now because of Ray teams, so.
Yeah. Dope. Alright.
Good enough mod, you just hit the auto button.
Yeah, I will never do that in Arena. Ships, I will do that left and right.
But that's how good troopers are against Night Sisters, you can do that. Assuming your Stark is fast enough.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is in my shard, I have no... I mean, I have... I think three, maybe four Night Sister teams in my top 30. The rest are essentially Rey, so switching to troopers would be not beneficial at all.
No. Yeah, I agree.
So, alright, well, I think that will do it for this episode. You know, yeah, it was fun. Got to get the rumors out there, all the fake news.
Sometimes it's just nice to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, not like just read from a script that, you know, CG turned out and us go over it. We actually get to talk about the game and what's going on in the game. It's nice. Nice change of pace. Right.
I do hope that next week, though, we do have a nice long list to read from them. So
yes, that will be hopefully nice.
That's the case.
And yeah, I hope the Eagles win for your sake.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you mean that, but I'll take it.
I mean, honestly, personally, I could care less who wins. Yeah, I'm not an Eagles fan. They don't affect the Packers at all. And I mean, I don't care if the Patriots win. I know a lot of people hate the Patriots, but, I mean, they hate the Patriots because they're so goddamn good.
I hate the Eagles because they're Eagles.
The way that I look at it is when the team has won 5 Super Bowls, at that it's been long since past the point of hating them. Because, like, whatever. If they win another one, it's like, well, whatever. Yeah. I don't want them to win, obviously, because my team is playing them. But, like last year when they played the Falcons, like, I wasn't, like, rooting against the Patriots because, like, whatever. I just wanted a good Super Bowl, which we got. So, yeah. I'm sure most of America, like, really just wants to watch a good game because it's their last chance to watch football for, you know, 8 months.
No. Oh, wait, no, the XFL isn't out yet.
No, that's not until next year. Yeah. So, yeah, you have to wait until August.
Yes. So. All right. Well, Coleman, you got any shout-outs?
No.
All right. Dave, any for you?
Shout-outs. You know what? I will shout-out guildmate we have, Nick, who's an awesome guy. His wife and him...
Nick. I remember Nick.
Everyone takes Nick.
Dick. No, Nick's a great guy. Come on. Anyway, Nick's
great. He left to go to the bathroom.
Nick is great, and his wife and him just adopted a child, so congrats on that. Shout out.
Oh, well, such a good heart, Nick.
Yeah, good guy. Love that, Nick. Good guy. Anyway.
What kind of parent names your kid Nick?
Why? What's with the Nick hate? I don't understand. What's the point of that? It makes no sense.
I don't even know who he is.
The running joke.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure you don't even know who he is. You're just being Coleman. Coleman needs to go to the gym. He needs to work out his.
All right. So I will say one thing, and this is not Star Wars, Galaxy of Heroes, or Star Wars related at all. I am guest hosting on a podcast on Monday, for Overwatch. It's called the Overwatch League Network. Is the name of the podcast. Shut up. So I will be guest hosting on that. So if you're an Overwatch fan, check it out. I will be on there. It gets released Monday or Tuesday morning. So, go check that out.
You're a bitch.
Oh, God, I hate you. I hate you so much. but, yeah, that should do it for our 26th episode tonight. Dilly dilly. I guarantee you that commercial will be on during the Super Bowl.
Oh, 100%.
Yep. So until next week, you know, everyone have yourself a wonderful Super Bowl weekend.
Yep. Go Patriots.
Oh, dirty. All right. Have a good night, everyone.